thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Members of the MDCT Youth Assembly defy a police ban on their march to mark the International Day of the African Child.
Those youngsters were poor, just like us.
Yes.
Those youngsters were jobless, just like us.
Yes.
Those youngsters, they were not armed, just like us. They were just showing their brothers and banners, demanding their rights.
Academically brilliant but economically disadvantaged Zimbabwe students earn scholarships to study at top universities in the United States.
It's pretty exciting considering my financial situation. My dad passed away when I was in grade 3. So it was kind of hard for my mom to raise me, paying the boarding fees and stuff. So it's quite an achievement. I'm so excited.
And African Union Commission Chair Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma says Africa has made significant strides, but there's still more to be done.
Members of the MDCT Youth Assembly today defied a police ban on their march in Harare to commemorate the International Day of the African Child. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
More than 300 members of the youth wing of the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today gathered a townhouse in Harare to stage a demonstration in commemoration of the International Day of the African Child in defiance of authorities who had banned the march. Most of the demonstrators held placards with protest messages. Some of them read, quote, "We want our jobs now, Mugabe must go now." When the protesters were about to leave townhouse, heading to Harare Gardens, the planned venue of the commemorations, heavily armed police officers then arrived and ordered the protesters to disperse, but their call was ignored. One of the youth leaders, Denford Ngadziwore, who is the MDCT Youth Provincial Secretary, was then handcuffed by police, taken to the back of a police van, and then to Harare Central Station. Following Ngadziwore's arrest, his fellow demonstrators started booing the police, held their placards into the streets, and headed to the Harare Gardens. The police then followed the protesters to the venue where they were addressed by leaders of their party's youth assembly. Upon arrival of the demonstrators at Harare Gardens, MDCT Youth Chairperson for Harare Province, Shakespeare Mukoi, told the swelling crowd that President Robert Mugabe should leave office because he has failed to provide the 2.2 million jobs that his party promised in the run-up to last year's disputed national elections. He also criticized the police for arresting Ngadziwore and trying to stop them from marching, saying their behavior was similar to that of the apartheid regime in South Africa, where several youths were maimed in 1976 while demanding their rights.
Mutemo is very clear that we should not seek permission, but we notify. Indeed, that is what we have done.
Yes.
So it's up to them.
The national spokesperson of the MDCT Youth Wing, Clifford Slachwayo, said the struggles of the young people of South Africa in 1976 were similar with those affecting the Zimbabwean youth today.
Those youngsters were poor, just like us.
Yes.
Those youngsters were jobless, just like us.
Yes.
Those youngsters, they were not armed, just like us. They were just showing their brothers and banners, demanding their rights.
Yes.
And today, we are also showing that we are not happy by the way this country is being ruled. We are demanding our jobs, our rights.
Yes. Yes.
The Assembly's organizing secretary, Hepimo Chidziva, then took to the stand and announced there will be what he called a winter of discontent in the country, with mass action starting on the 1st of July. Chidziva said the protests will not stop until the 31st of July, which he called a D-Day for President Mugabe, a day marking exactly a year after the 90-year-old leader was re-elected.
Action!
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 The month of July is the month of action.
Action!
In all means necessary, Zimbabwe will be free.
Former Labour Minister in the Unity Government, Paulina Gwanyanya Mpariwa, was in attendance. She urged the authorities to respect the rights of the young people, including the provision of decent work and education, as enshrined in the country's new constitution. Political analyst and director of the Media Center, Ernest Mudzengi, said even though the youth were parroting a party position line regarding mass protests, it might be difficult to get the buy-in of ordinary Zimbabweans as long as the opposition is still entangled in leadership squabbles.
If the MDC is to effectively stage protests, then it must be strong in both its leadership structures and also in terms of the public perception. Because if for any protest to be successful, it has to be supported by the public. And the public right now, when you look at a significant section thereof, is worried as to what is happening within the MDC. And for them to just then announce that they are now into protest without first giving the public confidence of their own leadership, of solving their own problems, I think there will be serious problems. This protest risk suffering stillbirth.
The International Day of the African Child was commemorated in several countries worldwide today, while some youth organizations are also planning some belated events. The day was set aside by the Organization of African Unity, now the African Union, in 1991, following a students' uprising in South Africa in 1976. In those protests, the police in the then apartheid South Africa shot dead more than 65 youths and injured many others in an act that received worldwide condemnation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.